learning how to breathe actually teaches you, gives you the capacity of managing, of actually managing the intensity of an emotion. And that's what we're going to be doing. A little bit of theory, okay? When you're having an emotion is not psychological. An emotion is biological. What happens is emotions, when they erupt, they take over our psychology. They force us to think in a particular way. The way of saying it would be that the emotional brain makes a decision and the thinking mind produces an explanation that supports that decision, no matter how loony it is. And if you want to see that in action, just go ahead. Just go ahead and be in the midst of trying to pull the trigger. Be in the midst of trying to stay in a trade, trying to manage the risk, and everything's getting tense and you feel fear and you think about, oh my God, I could lose. Suddenly, the emotion fear has shown up and it has altered your ability to think. Suddenly, your thinking mind is producing an explanation, all right, but it's one that supports fear, not the disciplined impartiality that we're going to be going for. Okay? So, we get that, so now we begin to see, okay, I understand why it's so darn important to be able to manage an emotion. But what's breathing got to do with it? Well, to be honest with you, a lot. Breathing is a part of an emotion, is that it's part of the arousal of it. And understand is that an emotion is composed, first of all, an emotion is any deviation from a standard sensorial pattern that the brain's already established. Okay? Take that one. And again, go back to trading and find yourself when a standard sensorial pattern has been shifted, the emotion shows up. Again, you can look at that at pulling the trigger. You can look at that as trying to manage a trade when everything's copacetic and all of a sudden, bam, things aren't copacetic. That's an emotion triggering. And it's triggering out of a disruption to standard sensorial pattern. Now, what's interesting though is that as an emotion begins to trigger biologically, the pump that makes it start going is your breath. Is fear requires holding the breath or tight breathing up here. You're not using the bottom part of your lungs, which you're going to be learning a little bit later. So what we're going to do is you're going to say, oh my God, you're saying that every emotion has a breathing signature. Yes, I am. And what we're going to do is, as you go through this, you're going to learn how, we're going to be learning how to diaphragmatically breathe, or what I call bellows breathing. And what you discover is that when you breathe diaphragmatically with these belly muscles and then into chest, you're pulling oxygen way into the lower lobes of the lung. When that happens, you actually are taking away the gasoline, the fuel of fear. It requires a different breathing style. So that's why we're doing it. But there's more. Is that the tension in your body is also part of this arousal part that you can also couple with breathing. If you will look at yourself tomorrow morning or the next time you trade, what you're going to see, if you were to videotape yourself, you would see yourself like this, you'd see yourself tense, you would see all this stuff. What you are doing is you are preparing for flight, or you're preparing to fight. What you can also do, what you'll be learning in this breathing module, is that you're going to learn how to first breathe in such a way that allows you to control that, okay, so that you don't put gasoline on the emotional fire at the beginning. Then what you're going to be learning is how to use tension relaxation to also de-accelerate the emotion. So ultimately, it's not going to really change anything, okay? It's not going to change the beliefs that you're projecting onto the market. But truth is, if you cannot manage the emotion, you're never going to get to the mind. That's just the basic, that's the facts of it. So in this first section, in this chapter 2, this is actually step 1. And in this step 1, what you're going to be learning to do is learning how to emotionally regulate yourself, okay? And by emotional regulation, to me, what I'm talking about is to control the intensity of the emotion so that it doesn't take you out, so it doesn't become a runaway freight train. That's what we're up to do. And we're going to use a couple methods. And the first thing that you're going to notice is I'm going to use my daughter to show you breathing. Now that we've figured out that breathing is important, it's not going to solve the problem. But ultimately, in the very end of this course, you're still going to come back to breath. It's the one thing that you can control. It's the one thing that volitionally you can control an emotion with. And that's where it all starts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut in with this demonstration with my daughter, Lisi, basically showing how that breathing looks. And then I'll be back to you in just a moment. What I'm going to do is to show you about diaphragmatic or bellows breathing. A lot of people they get confused about what I'm doing is I'm using my daughter to demonstrate this, and she's never been instructed on bellows breathing by me, so she can be just as confused as you are about it. But ultimately what we're doing is we're saying air into nose, down the windpipe, expand into belly, abdomen, and then into chest, release slowly. Air into belly, expand to chest, hold, release slowly. Now, when you're doing this, is that it's almost like you're filling up a red balloon in your belly. You'll notice her belly will expand as she pulls air in. She's no longer expanding with her chest. She's no longer pulling air into her lungs with her upper chest. She's going to be using her abdominal muscles to do that. That's what we're going to do, is we're going to demonstrate that. So what we're going to be talking about is air into the nose, down the windpipe, first down here, expanding to chest, hold, release slowly. Now what she's going to be doing is she's going to be using her abdominal muscles, but she's also going to be using the back muscles back here. All these muscles right here, if you were to imagine that you have a bellows in your belly, and what you're doing is you're pulling that bellows and you're drawing air down through your nose, through the windpipe, into the abdomen, into the bellows. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Air into belly, expand to chest, hold, and release. Okay, notice what I want you to do is I'm just going to be saying air into belly, expand to chest, hold, release. And do it on a sequence that you can do it on. Don't do it on my cadence. Okay, so she's moving air into belly, noticing it's coming out here. Then she's moving chest, she's holding, she's releasing. Now, do it again, and what we're going to do is these muscles are being used, these muscles in the back are being used, as are these muscles right here. So literally you have this bellows, you're pulling air into belly, you're expanding to chest, you're holding, you're releasing. At first this is going to seem very unnatural because you have mostly been taught to breathe in the upper part of your chest. But what we all know is that's how to accelerate the emotion of fear. You can't be holding your breath. You can't be doing any of that. What you have to be doing is you're maintaining air into belly, expanding to chest, hold, releasing. What you're going to notice as you do that, you have an enormous amount more control over the emotional state you're in as you're trading. That's the key, is that this is the precursor. When you see a hijacking, you're seeing something that happened way late. What we're doing now is we're actually finding the precursors to the hijacking. This is how she's managing arousal of the emotion before it becomes a feeling and takes over your body. So one more time, it's air into belly, expand to chest, hold, release. Okay, you have been a very good subject. Thank you, Alicia. Okay, we're back. So now we understand the breathing, and now the relaxation part is literally what you're doing. In relaxation, you are making yourself notice that I can relax. I can relax. I can calm my body down. I do not have to get tense. I do not have to get riled up. I do not have to literally feel like I have to get up and run away from the screens. So that's what we're doing here. Now, we now understand the complexity of an emotion, and we now understand that all thinking is emotional state dependent. And so ultimately what it really boils down to, it becomes absolutely paramount that we learn how to control the emotion. That's the breathing, that's relaxation. Something I would recommend that you do is in chapter 3, there are some act logs that go along with another process. I encourage you to go to those act logs, take them out, and start recording the data on them. They're going to be enormously useful over time. And if you do that, what you're really going to discover is that you have an enormous amount of leverage that you have not been using over maintaining emotional state. So now we understand that we're going to be learning how to breathe as a way to manage the intensity of the emotion. We're going to be learning how to relax tense muscles, okay? So that you can also take the fuel away from fear, so that you can calm the body and that you don't have to lose mind. That's what we're after. So let's see, you got it. I think so. And if you get the logs and if you practice this, the last point I really want to make is that if you stay in what I call the yoga studio and the guided meditations that you're going to be using, you're going to be taught how to breathe. And you know, it's going to be at first very mechanical, and it's going to be very strange to you unless you've already done yoga and breathing and stuff like that. The key is you learn how to do that. However, as long as that skill stays in the yoga studio or on the guided meditation, it's useless in the performance of trading. What you will discover is the moment that you start learning how to do this in the guided meditations, in your chair, in the relaxed state, you're then learning how to also do it as you trade. You become, okay, what I now know is that my job is to alter the way that I present myself while trading. I'm going to learn how to manage my body. I'm going to manage my breathing. I'm going to manage the amount of tension that's in my body. That's what we're out to do. And what you'll notice in all the logs and all the little written exercises, it's going through and it's getting you to really acclimate and begin to see just how biological emotions are. And when you get this, we finally come to a moment where we literally use the physical body to manage the emotion. That's really the cool part. And you're going to see a change. And a lot of people, when they first start doing this, say, Randy, this has made all the difference in the world. Gosh, this is great. Thank you. It's really helped my trading. I want to emphasize, this is step one. Step one, breathing relaxation is going to be added to the next exercise. It will be built into it, and what you're going to see is you're going to see a series of things added together step by step, step by step, step by step, so that we build the mind. Okay? My promise to you is this is the first step of taking the mind that you brought to trading and learning how to rebuild it, retool it for the pressures, for the drama in trading. It's really a lot of fun. You're going to learn so many skills that it's going to alter your life, and it starts with breath. Whether or not you're learning it from a modern neurological standpoint where you're using, say, the relaxation response, where you're learning to breathe it that way, whether or not you're coming from an Eastern culture, from, say, the Hindus or the Buddhists, where this has been around for anywhere between 2,500 to 4,000 years, or if you're coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective where Ruah comes in play as breath, you're going to see that it is a missing skill and one that's absolutely necessary to your future success as a trader. This is skill one in developing the mind, developing your career, developing the mind that can be successful in a career called trading. And welcome aboard, and now let's get started. I want you to get into the entire chapter. I want you to do the written exercises and particularly focus on the guided meditation. Make sure that you got it and then start practicing it in trading. Allow yourself to be a beginner where it's not really particularly comfortable and it's kind of awkward. That's okay. You're learning a new skill, and of course it's awkward. Of course it's awkward until it becomes habituated. My invitation is to also take this skill and start using it under other circumstances. Start using it while driving your car, speaking to your spouse, anytime that you start realizing that you have needs for emotional regulation. And now, let's get started.